Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Chelsea Echo. Welcome to your quick preview. I say quick because it is basically a voice note preview of the Crystal Palace game, obviously taking place tomorrow. Firstly, and most importantly, we hope you've all had a fantastic Christmas. Mine's not been too bad. None of the boys have had a good one as well. Tobes obviously making his leftover sandwiches. Tom eating lots of cheese, having a good time and living out his niche tradition of a fish pie on Christmas Eve. But let's get straight into it. Crystal Palace, obviously. Chelsea and Crystal Palace. It's supposedly a bit of an interesting relationship, but that's only in my eyes because I've just looked and realistically, this on paper is a game we should win because we have not lost to them in a very, very, very long time. But as we all know far too well, right now, Chelsea Football Club is a little bit of a mess. But we'll get straight into it. And here is the one person that Tobes wants to see on the pitch tomorrow.
We've got Palace, guys. I know. It's been nice having no Chelsea for a few days. I hope everyone's had a lovely Christmas, enjoying their Christmas, enjoying their Boxing Day, watching football stress-free without Chelsea being on. It's nice. As for the Chelsea Palace game, I'm hoping we're going to be able to watch Nkunku. He should have started the last game, scored in the last game when he came on. It'd be nice to have another experienced head, someone more in their prime on the pitch. They can score goals and stop us from not finishing our dinner, which we do in almost every game. So that would be nice. I would like to see him. Do I think we'll see him? Maybe for 35 minutes. Do I think that's the right decision? No. Does anyone think that's the right decision? No. But let's hope Potts does think it's the wrong decision and actually just starts him. That would be nice.
So, Christopher Nkunku, the one player I think all of us definitely want to see. And I can't agree more with Tobes. Obviously, the situation we're in right now is a bit dire. So, it'd be nice to see somebody step up to the plate and really show us what they're capable of. Especially considering you basically signed him, if I just think about this correctly, nearly, I want to say a year and a half ago. It might even be longer, to be honest. Obviously, you know, time flies when you're having fun at Chelsea. We've been having so much fun over the past 18 months. I'm kidding. Sarcastic. I hate it, but he's probably going to be starting. But now, obviously, to give you everything else you need to know, we'll hand you over to our resident stat shagger, Mr. Tom Masters.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Hope you had a great day. Santa brought everything you wanted yesterday, and you've enjoyed your Boxing Day today, doing hopefully not much but watching football. Haha, Newcastle, lol. In terms of Chelsea tomorrow, and sorry to have to bring everyone back to that over Christmas and dampen the spirits after a disappointment at Molineux. But yes, we host Crystal Palace, as you probably already know. And, well, the battles, I think, unlike Tobes, that Nkunku definitely starts in the absence, obviously, of Cole Palmer and Raheem Sterling, who are both suspended. So I think he plays. I don't know where he's going to play. I assume through the middle, and I assume that maybe Madueke might play or Mudryk starts. But I think his battle with Crystal Palace defenders, obviously Joachim Anderson and Mark Gehi, who have been pretty good largely for this season. So I think that's a key battle in this game. I mentioned it last week against Craig Dawson. He didn't really play Craig Dawson because he went off fairly quickly after Nkunku came on. And that header shows that Nkunku is quite good in the air for a player who's not particularly tall. So I think there's a bit of excitement, I think rightfully so, about Christopher Nkunku and what he can do. I think we're all hopeful that he can be the man to really be a catalyst for this season. Well, he's the man. And if he can get something going against Crystal Palace, I think Chelsea will have 3 big points.
So I think it's safe to say the bottom line is Christopher Nkunku, please, for the love of God, please, please save us. The season looks like it could be in tatters after that Wolves result. Obviously, seeing them draw level on points loss was not fun. But let's hope we cannot help Crystal Palace, a side which has been absolutely dire this season. My God, do both of us need the points. So please, Chelsea Football Club, give us something to celebrate this Christmas. Actually wrap us up a present and give it to us before the January transfer window. We get some shiny new toys, probably, based on apparent reports. But that is it for us. As you can tell, we're all a little bit sceptical about what's going to happen. But that is the beauty of being a football fan. I hope you enjoyed this mini preview, this little 5-minute roundup of a Chelsea game. I quite like it. Maybe we can look at it as something down the line we can do a bit more regularly, because it's been a lot of fun. But I've enjoyed my Christmas. Hope you have as well. Have a fantastic rest of your days, and we will see you after the Crystal Palace game for a voice note review. Ta-da.